The president of Argentina says there will be a thorough investigation into what caused a blackout on Sunday that left about 44 million people in the dark in that country, as well as in neighboring Uruguay and some parts of Paraguay. Meanwhile, Target says its stores are operating normally after two separate glitches prevented customers from buying goods with some credit cards over the weekend. These are just some of the latest examples of complex systems failing catastrophically, something we may have to deal with more often as the systems we rely on get even more complex. Joining us now is someone who thinks about this sort of thing a lot, David Woods, professor of integrated systems engineering at The Ohio State University. Welcome.
Thank you.
So obviously not all systems are the same, but what, as you look at these two big events over the weekend, what causes complex systems to fail so spectacularly?
Our world today is full of complex systems, and this has been a trend that's been going and increasing over the last 40 years. We're just noticing it now in all kinds of service areas that used to be simpler. Mm-hmm. And you can see that the people in the commentaries in the news are missing the way complex systems fail because they think of this as having a single root cause. Mm-hmm. Often they think of it as a system that works all the time, and then occasionally someone screwed it up because they're looking for someone to blame. Mm-hmm. But complexity is about derives from the success we have at building systems at new scales. So the Target case, for example, is a integrated system of many dynamic processes that are highly automated in order to provide these digital services. And even though it's a retail store, it's now really a e-enterprise store. Hmm. And in all of these cases, complexity means there's not a single failure. In all of these cases, a few small things go wrong, build one upon another, and create a significant outage. They cascade. And this happened in the energy system in South America. We're not quite sure what led to the main transmission line failure, but typically it's several small things. That quickly cascaded. The normal mechanisms that block the cascade somehow didn't come into play.
Well, and why does that happen so rarely if, as you're saying, the systems that we're using are so complex? We don't see, you know, an enormous power outage in a big country with 44 million people losing power in one day very often.
So whether it's the IT services and infrastructure behind Target or the power systems, actually small problems are happening all the time. The reason we don't see big outages is because people succeed. People are the key source of resilience. They recognize emerging anomalies. They recruit other people with other forms of expertise to come into the situation. They start taking actions to mitigate the spread of the disturbances and block the at least initial cascade. So what we find is that people are the hidden source of resilience mm-hmm. that make these systems work much more often than we would expect given how brittle they are.
So call me cynical, but when I saw both of these incidences over the weekend, my first thought was, oh, they got hacked. Somebody, you know, broke into the power system. Somebody broke into Target's computers, and this is an intentional problem. What do you think about that?
No. Actually, it's the other way around. Rather than jump to the idea that there was an adversary or some deliberate act, we find all the time that complex systems have this signature that these small failures build up combined to create a much larger consequence. In fact, that really is the signature of a complex world, that we see signs of improvement, new capabilities, new technologies. That allows us to work at bigger and bigger scales. And so the research and the formal analysis keeps revealing that these are natural parts of what a complexity penalties that come with the success. And what we've been working on with companies is what do you do to outmaneuver the complexity? You can't retreat into simplicity. You give up too much competitive advantage, mm-hmm. but you can outmaneuver the complexity. And the way you do that is by being poised to adapt.
So do you think that the solution to all of this, as our systems get more and more complex, is people?
Well, what we find in organizations that have who perform poorly in these challenge cases is they've actually undermined the ability of the key people in the system to provide this resilient performance. And they did that inadvertently. Why? Because they never recognized that people were an essential ingredient. Now, in today's technology-driven world, there's another angle on your question, which is, are people the only way to get this kind of resilient performance? My position is the people building more automation and artificial intelligence don't try. They don't understand the special capabilities that people bring, and so they don't build it into their machines, and they don't consider it as part of how they build artificial intelligence algorithms. So we might be able to rebuild these, and we're trying to do that with companies like Target in our industry consortium.
That is David Woods, who's a professor of integrated systems engineering at The Ohio State University. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.